JT didn't join the band until 1979, and we came out with Ladies' Night.
During that time with JT, you kind of got involved with Diodato, that huge phase for you, where, to me, that's when you really crossed over, and for so many people, that's kind of the beginning of Kool & the Gang, but it really isn't.
Yeah, to many, because that's another phase that we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, we were out on a tour with the Jackson 5, and the promoter said, hey, listen, man, you know what you guys need to do? You need a lead singer. And we said, well, we never thought about it, but we can possibly look into that.
Yeah.
And so JT was recording over at the House of Music on Jersey.
Yes.
And Diodato was over there working on a project. And also, the people that recommended JT also were doing a project there.
Okay.
So we thought about it. At the time, the Commodores had Lionel Richie, Earthling Fire, had Maurice White, and Philip Bailey. And we said, well, it might be a time for us to get a lead singer. And my wife and I have been hanging out in New York at Studio 54 in Regine. And every weekend, it was a ladies' night. And we said, that'd be a great song, do the awesome JT. And that's how it came about. And with that phase of ladies' night, and then Frankie Crocker, the chief rocker, he broke the record in New York on WBLF. And then that started the next phase, the phase with JT. Yeah.
Yes, it was a huge phase, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, the 80s, we were just, I guess they say we couldn't do no wrong back then. You know?
That's right.
I mean, hit after hit, man.
A friend of mine mentioned a certain Bay Area band that's been huge for almost as long as you. And what he said is what they did not have was the bottom end. You were the exact opposite. The bottom end so much defined Kool & the Gang.
Yeah, but one of the things that we do and done is build the foundation of our music with the drums and bass. We start off with the drums, and then you have the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to play with a lot of low E's, open E's that have that bottom end sound in our music. And then we build from there with guitar, keyboards, and then, of course, another signature sound for Kool & the Gang. The horns was our singers, man. We didn't have no singers at the time. But those horn lines, man, was like, okay, this is us. And so JT joined the band. Now, when we were working with Diodato, first thing Diodato said, listen, you guys have a singer now.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, you got to open up the tracks for the singer, man. Y'all got to play all over everything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's what we've been doing for 40 years, man.
Exactly.
But it changed things around for us, to start working with a singer, because we never really had a singer, And if you listen to Ladies Night, we started that record off with the Kool & the Gang signature in the beginning. Okay, that's us. Now, come on, singer.